Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song.
Its faint shadows flee.
Hello and welcome to another brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. What a glorious day to be alive. This is the day that God is giving to you to make the most of your life. Receive it as a gift from God. And then expect God to do great and amazing things for you today. I want you to expect the best that life can give. The fact that you are alive this morning is a pointer to the fact that God wants to do good things in your life. Okay? Now today I want us to round off the story of Joseph. Now, we know that Joseph was put in prison by Potiphar's wife. But in the end, God brought David out of the prison, brought him into the palace, not to live there or not just to live there, but to rule over Egypt. You see, this morning, I want you to understand something. No matter how bad a situation is, God can restore and God can redeem. Joseph's situation was worse than anything you could imagine. First of all, he was a slave in a foreign land. And now he was now a slave in jail, had no physical advocate to fight for him. He was a slave. His family members did not know where he was. He was in prison. There was just no way he was going to come out of that place, at least not by any human, you know, avenue. But God, in his own mercy and grace, because God is the ultimate and nothing takes him by surprise, because God is omnipotent, the all-powerful and the all-knowing God. He is Almighty Jehovah. He is excellent and great. He brought Joseph out of a deep hole and did not just deliver him or made him ruler over Egypt. Here's the question: what is the likelihood that Joseph could ever become the prime minister of Egypt? What are the chances? There are no chances, zero chances. Yet God took David from Joseph from prison and then put him as ruler over Egypt. So let me tell you something this morning, and it doesn't matter where you are. The situation you may find yourself may be so deep that you have given up hope of restoration. Things may look so bad that it doesn't seem like, by any human standard, it would ever get better. Things might be so concluded for you that it doesn't seem as if you're ever getting out of the situation that you're in. That may be how it looks. Well, until God says it's final, it is not final. The Bible says, "Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass?" When God did not command it, it doesn't matter how difficult the situation may be, how deep you may be in it, there is redemption for you, there is salvation for you, there is deliverance for you. God is not true with you yet. God, in his own way, because he's almighty and that there is nothing that can stop him from accomplishing his purpose in your life, will bring deliverance and salvation your way.
He will break protocols for you. He will even create that which was not there, just so that you can inherit the promise that He has for you. God will do whatever it takes to keep His word in your life, even if it means creating something that was never there before. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for His mercy. So no matter how difficult the situation is, and no matter how deep down you think you may be in, God can reach you where you are and pull you up and give you a reason to rejoice. So this morning, what am I saying to you? God will restore you. God will redeem you. He will bring favor your way. He will turn the tides in your favor. Ah, God will do so much for you today that when you consider the possibility of those things happening, your mind will burst. Ah, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has He entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those He loves. So God will bring you out, bring you up, and bring you out, and then He will take you right into the heart of destiny. This is going to be the season of greatness in your life. I just want you to trust God. I want you to understand that if He could bring Joseph out of prison, God will bring you out of any situation. If He brought a slave out of prison and made him a prime minister, God can bring you out of any situation and then exalt you to any position. He is God. There is no one like Him. I want you to embrace Him this morning, and I want you to reassure yourself that it doesn't matter how bad it is. God will restore you today. Receive restoration. Receive grace. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. It is not over until God says it's over. And as long as God still is alive and is on the throne, you will have the last laugh. You will have the testimony. Your life will become an example for the rest of the world to see how good and faithful God is. Hallelujah. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. I want you to continue to trust Him and believe that things will get better in Jesus' name. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings. I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.